Wow, that was some fireworks. Blind Cool Tech, July 4, 2006.
Blind Cool Tech,
we're fun. I wanted to play with the podcast stuff, okay?
Technology, the world is anybody there. And blind
here. Ah, God, who put that wall there?
And all come together.
It's American Independence Day, and we're going to celebrate by blowing something up.
Chinese fire.
We're here in the garage in a thunderstorm with Shelly and Joe. And what kind of can are you going to blow up there, Joe?
Tahitian treat, fruit punch, Larry's favorite soda.
Oh, absolutely. But I hadn't tried the ALA yet. Hey, a guy sent me their webpage.
Did he?
They got a pretty neat history on there.
It's an old school.
LA one?
Yeah. And you're going to blow it up with what, an
M80?
M90, that's bigger.
Apparently. That's what they tell us.
I never even heard of an M90. And are you preparing this can in a particular way?
Well, I cut the lid off of it. I cut a little hole in the very bottom of it to stick the fuse through. And then I'm going to stick it in a cup of water. So when the M90 goes off, it's going to put all the force in the can and launch it out of the cup of water.
Now, you're going to put the whole can in water?
Just the bottom of the can will be immersed so that it'll be sealed in there.
Oh, and you're sticking the firecracker in from the top.
Yeah. Well, the firecracker's in the can, but the fuse is hanging out the bottom, which will be upside down.
Yeah, okay.
So now I just need some water. And here's a pan.
Yeah, just an aluminum pan or something.
Just a big old cooking pot. Yeah. Put some water in. Kids, don't try this at home.
No, this is strictly just for scientific research purposes. Well, we've had people blowing up light bulbs in the microwave and putting a glass jar down the incinerator. Running over a guitar with a car. And then we can dive into the bucket of water from the roof afterwards.
Right. I think we better go out here in the street.
Yeah, let's do. And it's not raining too badly yet.
Windy.
Very windy. It had been raining earlier.
Okay, Larry, you might go back up.
Say no more. I'm back.
Going back here. You recording there?
Yeah. All right, I'm back about, 20 feet from the detonation. Uh-oh, and it's starting to rain. Aw, what a dud. How high to go up?
What do you think, 20 feet?
Yeah, man.
I thought it was going to be much louder.
Yeah, me too. If you want loud, you got to do bottle rocket.
Well, we might as well do one.
Joe, put a bottle rocket in there. A big one. We got to record something cool sound. That just went pop.
Thunder sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Michelle, entertain us while we're waiting here.
What?
Finish your song. What better fireworks do you get than that?
What?
What better fireworks do you get than that?
Unleash a whole package of bottle rockets simultaneously. One big one.
Let me see it.
Here's the big one.
Ooh.
And then yeah. There's like a bunch of little ones.
Yeah, I got a whole package here of moon travelers in a bucket, in a bottle, and I'm gonna light off the propane torch all at once.
Okay.
You better bring that thing tonight.
Yeah. Here for the listeners, here's our. It's our propane torch, our ignition system.
All right.
Here we go.
Here, wait, you need the big bottle rocket.
There you go.
12 or 13 bottle rockets here. I don't know how many.
All right.
I'm going to do the little bottle rockets first, then I'll do the big one.
Okay. This is an American tradition. Except for anybody that does happen to live in Louisville, Kentucky, you're really not supposed to do that here.
All right, everybody, back up.
Oh, there's a light off.
Yeah.
Yeah, one there. And there goes
the big daddy.
All right. Well, so much for that recording.
Maybe it was probably the rain.
Yeah, it probably got wet on the way up.
That's cool. It's kind of cool watching them in the day, though.
Yeah.
Do you want to do another package of those bottle rockets?
Shelly.
We got plenty of them.
I'm sorry. I love fireworks.
Let's do another package of those.
Let's do.
Do us that smoke grenade, too. Bottle's filled with smoke, it's cool. It's all barely coming out real slow. Alright, I'm going.
Yeah, we might ought to get back in the garage.
Sure.
What's that?
I said, do you think you can light them in that?
We're going for all the marbles here. I'm going to go for two packages.
Is your propane, is your torch there self-lighting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's you don't mess around, do you, Joe?
Of
So what are you preparing there, Mr. Joe?
I'm just getting some rockets in here.
In a bottle?
Yeah, I might have a couple too many in here.
It feels kind of... You want to give them room to get out, I think.
Yeah. We just need a bigger bottle.
That's it.
We should have used like that pan and laid them all on
Yeah, but they'd go everywhere, wouldn't they?
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Are you guys ready for the first Wine Cool Tech Rain Firecracker recording?
This might be the first Rain Firecracker recording in history.
Yeah, very good. Here we go.
Ooh, it is raining. You know, I wonder if we should wait a minute.
Right. They went all over the place. It made them go crazy.
Happy 4th, everybody.
Yep, American Independence Day.
230 years, all right.
Wow. Just a babe in the woods.
We're gonna do the smoke grenade here.
In the garage?
Snow embers. In the garage.
Ah! Oh, I just
put
that black smoke.
Yeah, I smell it. Dang, smells like a burnt smoke. Tire.
I'm having flashbacks. There's Chinese in the trees. Ah! Blue smoke.
I can buy them.
Come on, Ellie. A lot for me. Mommy couldn't wait, though. Well, that was neat. So what, hey man, what else can we blow up with a M90?
We don't have an M90. I think we only have like one M90
left. Oh, do
we
you?
We could probably blow something up with it.
With what?
With the
M90.
Yes.
Just get over here by the toilet, Larry.
Hey, you might try that in the plumbing upstairs.
Yeah.
Let's see, what do we got around here that... Hey, I wonder if I still have that big popcorn tin. That'd be a good blow-up, wouldn't it?
Popcorn
tin? Yeah, one of those big cans that popcorn came in.
Oh, you want to set one in there?
Yeah.
Blow the lid off of it?
Yeah, something like that. What would it blow it up if you had some weight on it? Would it actually blow outside of it or something, I wonder?
I don't know.
I don't think it's that powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Several
good ones
to do that.
Oh, okay.
But I got some more bio rockets, man.
All right.
In the rain. That's so cool. Look at the smoke in the rain. Isn't that neat? It's like you think the smoke would be washed down by the rain, but it just hovers there.
That is neat. I didn't know it would do that either.
I didn't either, yeah. Pretty cool.
So, hey, you should tell, you want to tell Vine Cool Tech about that cool fireworks you did the other night?
We were invited to this party just up the way here in Indiana, and we went up there, and I didn't know anything about it until I got there. They told me they were going to have some fireworks, and come to find out they had 14,000 bottle rockets, just like what we were shooting there. And they had, I don't know, maybe about 7 or 8 boxes. They had put chicken wire in the middle of the boxes and had it all these bottle rockets in the box. And underneath it, they had made some homemade napalm and just lit the napalm on fire. What an explosion. They recorded it, so here in another couple weeks, we ought to
record you that. Well, and they filmed it too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can even put that video up on the website if we want to.
Yeah. It's a pretty cool party, definitely.
I'll bet. Well, I guess we should wrap it up for this edition of Blind Cool Tech.
Happy 4th, everybody.
Yep, American Independence.
230 only comes once.
Every 230 years, huh?
That's right.
All right, y'all have a good one, and we will talk to you next time. Thanks, Joe.
No problem.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.